The Anchorage Assembly voted last night to hire a wildlife safety specialist to help the city deal with nuisance and dangerous bears. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
In last night's public hearing, Phyllis Whitewater from the South Fork Eagle River area said she wanted mandatory bear-proof garbage receptacles as at least a partial solution to the problem. In response to a question from Assemblymember Debbie Osiander, Whitewater noted that garbage was not the direct cause when a bear charged some children.
It occurred because the brown bear killed a small moose calf and buried it in my yard. So the kids were playing in the neighborhood, not near the bear, but near enough to the kill site that the bear charged.
Okay.
They came out and their advice was that we all stay in our houses for a few days.
That was the advice?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Dave Keddington testified he wanted to see the city take a more active role in bear control. He said the current system was inadequate.
No less than five times last year, you know, we had some type of a bear incident that was highly publicized. And even after the fifth time, we drug our feet for a couple more days before we finally took some action. So I'd kind of like to have my neighborhood back, and I'd kind of like to have my park back.
As passed by a 9-2 vote last night, the city manager will oversee a contract seasonal wildlife safety specialist who will address, rather than manage, the city's nuisance and dangerous bears, as well as develop municipal policies toward aggressive bears. That task would include looking at the impact of salmon stocking and land development policies. The wildlife specialist will launch educational programs and have the power to enforce trash policies, including, quote, proactive and corrective action toward repeat offenders. This is Len Anderson.
Anchorage area wildlife biologist Rick Sinnott with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game was surprised by last night's assembly move. He had been following the issue closely, attending every meeting since the assembly first took up the bear ordinance last October. But he wasn't there last night because he was told it wouldn't come up. He says he hasn't seen the ordinance, but he is happy that the idea of having the new specialist move bears out of the city or kill bears was not included.
To have someone who's one of whose job duties is to kind of go around town and shoot bears just because they're bears seemed like a bad idea to us.
Sinnott is one of just two people currently in charge of managing interactions between wildlife and humans in Anchorage, and he says it's too big a job for so few people.
We can certainly use the help, and we're hoping that this person is going to be a primarily enforcement, information, education, and perhaps bear hazing person, and not a gung-ho, let's shoot and move the bears person.
He says the bear problem in Anchorage is more about managing people than it is about managing animals. And he says, according to a survey and anecdotal information, most city residents want to have bears in town.
They don't want to have dangerous bears, but they want to have bears, recognizing that there's always a risk. And so you get a vocal minority that thinks that there should be no bears in town or that wants to have a hunt in town. You know, it's not just up to them, it's up to everybody. And so we try to manage it to make the most people happy most of the time. And obviously it's always going to make some people unhappy, but we're not just there for the people who don't think that there should be bears. We're there for the people who think that there should be bears in town.
Sinnott says garbage is a big problem in Anchorage and is the single biggest reason bears wander into the city. He estimates a third of households in the city keep trash out all of the time.